figure out what happens.
So you can watch the eye thing and see how it's working. It's working. You can watch the eye, see what you got there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not crossing, I think, along the body line.
Is that recording the conversation?
It's recording.
Yes. It's recording now.
Oh, you ever seen one of these, Ms. Ambrosi?
No, it's the first time. First time I've seen one like that. I've heard about them, but I...
Okay, I can.
Yes, she's come from the same Rhonda family.
The other from the old Rhonda?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes. Tell him you're only a sweet 16, everything is.
Her
grandfather and my grandmother were brother and sister.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Then they were Brondas. Mrs. Ambrose, you're going on 83?
I'm going to be 85.
Oh, my.
The 1st of March.
The 1st of March.
85 years.
No wonder
that the awful age.
Yes.
The Barondas live. They just live on and on, don't they?
The old ones didn't. the younger generation, they don't live.
They have nothing by town.
No.
That's not very encouraging for me, then.
Because I'm the younger. I remember, you're the youngest of the family.
Yes.
And how many are they gone?
That's right.
How many were there in your family, Miss Nevers?
In my family, in my own family.
I mean brothers and sisters, your own brothers.
Just myself.
You were an only child.
I was an only child. Well, my mother died when I was a year and 6 months old. And my grandmother raised me.
Oh.
And of course, telling you, Fanny, you know, I'm a little backward because whenever she had company, she'd always... She wouldn't say anything to me, but with her finger, you know, and her eyes... to leave the room.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I would tell her, why do you send me out? Well, because I don't want you to hear what we are talking. Little children shouldn't hear what old people talk.
That's just why I suggested that David go out. I just thought that he might at the crucial moment interrupt with a question or something.
Oh yes.
And that's why I asked him to go out with the men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to send him out to his grandfather's when we have dinner too.
Uh-huh.
We're lucky we have the children's both grandfathers down here.
How nice.
It makes it ideal. They can both babysit too when we want to go out.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't it?
That's wonderful.
But see, I never had any grandparents, and my children never had a grandmother. Mine weren't living when I was born, and my husband's mother wouldn't be called grandmother. She wouldn't be a grandmother. So I felt that I was cheated and my children were cheated.
Well, my grandmother had enough grandchildren. But I was the only child.
Mm-hmm. How many grandchildren were there?
Well, let's see. The Martins were Jimmy, Josie, Ida, Annie. George. And I forget the other one because he passed away when he was a youngster. I forgot his name.
They were the children of Dr. Martin. Who built the hospital in Castro.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And my Auntie Sidora had Manuel, Antonio, Dolores, Marguerite, Carmelita, and Manuelita.
And what was their family name?
Cervantes.
Oh.
And that is all the grandchildren she had. Mm-hmm. And my mother only had me because she passed away when I was a year and 6 months old.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I have 13.
Grandchildren.
This is my 13th.
Yes.
Well,
I have four.
Yeah.
I have only one.
We're going to run it back now.
Oh.
But if I have to do
this. Is that chair all right?
This chair is warm.
It is, yes.
You want to try it, Sandy Carpenter?
Well, I, my voice sounds like a foghorn.
Didn't you say to Anita and Francis?
No, not Sandy.
Well, no, you
think
of Sandy.
Do you know any Sandy songs?
I have no voice.
Oh, I don't either, but then I'm not going to forget the little song that I started out here. Just started out here. Your faithful notes or false negros, quien me los quiere comprar, los vendo con cautelosos y que me han pagado más. El saqueo que redubla en las orillas del mar son los ojos de mi China que se vienen a parar. Ojos negros me divierten, azules me revelo. Yo los de mi China quiero. Y a los demás los veo.
Some of the Baranas lived there. My grandmother's oldest daughter lived there.
And where were you born then?
I was born in the old adobe in Monterey.
Oh.
The house that my grandfather.
Well, now, this whose adobe is that? The old one
that
was the young
Dr. Wolf.
That is the adobe where Petra Baranda of Cathedral and the Sun was married from.
I remember. That's when I was.
And you were raised there?
I was raised there.
How long did you live there?
I lived there until my daughter sold the place.
Oh. And then since then, where have you lived?
Prima, isn't it true that how many generations of Barandas lived in that the adobe on the Nessun track?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't count them. Quite a few. then to Lisa was but a generation.
Yes, well, she would be, let's see, my grandmother, my mother, myself.